This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. A jury in London has found radical Muslim cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri guilty of 11 charges, among them incitement to murder and possessing a document that could be used for terrorism. He was sentenced to 7 years in jail. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The 47-year-old Egyptian-born cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri was arrested in London in May 2004. Hundreds of audio and videotapes were seized at his home. They contained sermons of him inciting people to kill non-Muslims and other inflammatory rhetoric.
My dear brothers in Islam, today you are talking about the second enemy of Islam, Jews.
Abu Hamza's appearance, as much as his sermons, has made him a favourite target of the British tabloids. He's blind in one eye and has a metal hook in place of his right hand. His sermons were preached in the late 90s at the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London, which was known to be a favourite haunt of radical Muslims, including the convicted shoe bomber Richard Reid and Zacharias Moussaoui. The US government wants Abu Hamza extradited to the United States to face charges there that include setting up a training camp for militant Muslims in rural Oregon. Abu Hamza denied the charges at his British trial and says he will appeal, but the verdict was welcomed by moderate Muslims such as Ghayasuddin Siddiqui of the Muslim Council of Britain.
He was an embarrassment to the Muslim community. But the good part is that he represented, attracted a very small number of young people. So I hope after this conviction, they will get the message.
Abu Hamza's conviction comes after an extraordinary week for racial and religious relations in the UK. First, the government's attempt to legislate against religious hatred, as it already has against racial hatred, was defeated in Parliament by lawmakers concerned about freedom of speech. Then focus shifted to the trial of the leader of the far-right British National Party. Nick Griffin had been secretly filmed making derogatory speeches about Islam.
This wicked, vicious faith has expanded from a handful of cranky lunatics about 1,300 years ago till it's now sweeping country after country before it all over the world.
On Thursday, Griffin and an associate were found not guilty on most charges, bringing cries of double standards from some in the Muslim community. The two men had been charged with racial hatred, but had successfully argued that they were insulting Islam, a religion and not a race. Judaism and Sikhism are already covered by race hate laws in the UK, but insulting other religions is not a crime. A very vocal demonstration took place on Saturday in central London against the Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad and those European newspapers which had reprinted them. The issue of freedom of speech was raised yet again as protesters marched waving placards calling for people who insult Islam to be beheaded, slain and massacred. That has brought demands from some quarters, including the moderate Muslim community, that the protesters should be prosecuted like Abu Hamza. Britain has so far emerged relatively unscathed from the furore surrounding the cartoons. No newspaper editor has yet felt the need to make a point about freedom of speech by publishing them. And the moderate Muslim majority, while condemning the cartoons, has also been quick to condemn extreme Islamic reaction, prompting many Muslim observers to comment on what they called Britain's more mature handling of racial and religious relations. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.